thinks of George's mom as medicine number four. And all my one tiny spoonful just for that little old brown head.
She can't hear you. Just look at all that steam coming out of her.
This is going to be interesting.
Stop grinning, Mr. Killycranky. Now you've done it. Now you've really done it. You got the old girl's good.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yes, you did. You told her to drink it.
She'll feel better when she's let off a bit of steam.
She's going to blow up. Our boiler's going to burn.
Oh, stand clear.
Call the fire brigade. Call the police. Man the house fire.
It's too late.
Run to the drinking trough and put her head under the water.
She's shrinking. She's starting to shrink.
It's getting smaller.
Watch this, George. Watch what happens when someone's had 50 spoonfuls instead of one.
She's back to a normal life.
You can stop now, Grandma.
She's not stopping. Oh, do something, somebody. She's still getting smaller.
She's no bigger than a bottle of lemonade.
How do you feel, Mother?
She looks a bit cross to me.
I'd laugh for you. How do you think I feel? How would you feel if you'd been a glorious giant a minute ago, and suddenly you're a miserable bitch?
She's still going. She's still getting smaller. She's no bigger than a cigarette. Pick it up.
Come here, Mother. Oh, sorry. How do I stop her getting smaller still?
You can't. She's had 50 times the right amount.
I must stop her. I can hardly see her, is it good?
Well, catch hold of each end of her and pull.
Oh, heavens. She's no bigger than a matchstick.
A pin.
A pumpkin seed.
An apple pin.
Where is she? Where on earth is she? Mother? Oh, Mother. She's disappeared altogether.
Hurrah!
She's gone!
That's what happens to you if you're grumpy and bad-tempered. Great medicine of yours, George.
Thanks, Dad.
Mother, where are you? Where are you, Mother? Where have you got to? Oh, dear.
I don't think she's coming back.
Ah, Rosie, how she can now.
No. Oh, dear.
Cheer up, Mum.
Oh, well. I suppose it's all for the best, really.
I'll say it is.
I probably won't miss her too much.
I won't miss her at all.
She was a bit of a nuisance around the house, wasn't she?
Yes, she most certainly was.
George didn't say a word. He felt quite trembly. He knew something tremendous had taken place that morning. For a few brief moments, he had touched with the very tips of his fingers the edge of a magic world.